With today's Fruit Grower Report, I'm Bob Larson. There are many ways to approach life, face-to-face or head-on, from the sidelines as an observer or from the background picking up the scraps. But one Oregon winery takes an inverted approach with the aptly named Upside Down Wines.
It actually started with my parents, so they did a wine back in the day for their wine club. It's an Upside Down Red, and it actually had like a picture of me snowboarding on it upside down.
So Upside Down winemaker Seth Kitsky says he decided to blend his two passions.
I used to be like a semi-professional snowboarder, and I travel and film for videos in the wintertime. So that's kind of where the name stemmed from. And then when I started getting involved in the family business, I wanted to take it and put it into its own label.
Kitsky says they may be in Oregon, but Washington plays a big role in their wine.
We are located in Hood River, down in Oregon, and then my family has vineyards in Yakima Valley. So a lot of our sourced fruit is from Four Seven Hills, and then a lot of our estate stuff is Yakima Valley.
He says they take a kind of old school approach.
We're very hands-off, so everything's like native yeast. We try to do as little acid and water additions as possible. So we think about things like, a little bit more traditional to, like old world style winemaking, where you just grow really good grapes and let them do the speaking and just do minimal intervention in the cellar.
Go to drinkupsidedownwine.com to find out more about their delicious wines and where to find them. From the Ag Information Network of the West, I'm Bob Larson with your Fruit Grower Report.